Lindsay Lou and the Flatbellies are releasing a new album on Saturday. It's called Ionia, which is the small Michigan town where this album was recorded. Stateside's Emily Fox has been covering the latest music coming out of Michigan this month. She has more.
This album by Lindsay Lou and the Flatbellies was recorded in the dining room of the home Lindsay Lou and her husband, who also happens to be the mandolin player in the band, were living in at the time. But Lindsay Lou and the Flatbellies have left Ionia and Michigan and moved to Nashville. I am now joined by Lindsay Lou. And Lindsay, why did you guys decide to leave?
We've been talking about it for a long time. The original Flatbelly banjo player moved there after he graduated college, and he would call us and tell us these magical fairy tales of jamming with our heroes in living rooms, and just the community of young people, of people who are just like us, who just want to get together and learn songs and jam and sort of feed off of each other's energy and experiences. And it's all happening there, and it's in Michigan, and it's a little bit spread out, you know. We've got friends and peers in Traverse City and in Ann Arbor and in Grand Rapids and in Lansing and in the UP. And when we're here and we're bouncing around, we get to have these experiences. But it'll be nice to have it in one neighborhood. And also, we're just looking to get out and explore a little bit. Some of us have in the band have never lived anywhere but Michigan. And so to get out, and the one experience I have living elsewhere was when I lived in Ecuador for 5 months. And it really made me love and appreciate Michigan in a whole new way. So sometimes you have to leave what you love in order to see it from another vantage point and fall in love with it all over again.
I'm speaking with Lindsay Lou of Lindsay Lou and the Flatbellies. Their latest album, Ionia, will be released Saturday. Let's listen to another track on this album. This is called Smooth and Groovy.
And just to keep things on smooth and groovy, when your world won't stop moving, and when your flame it ceases burning, just to keep things on smooth and groovy, as I keep things on.
Say wow. I mean, when you are on stage, all eyes are on you. I mean, you dance as if no one's looking. When you sing, you have so much character in your voice and you really let it out. How did you get to the point when you are on stage that you feel so comfortable and you let your voice shine, and with, I guess, just being vulnerable while you're there?
I might have been born with it. My mom told me this story about when I was 3 years old. We were at this big gathering. I think it was my great-grandpa's birthday. And I sort of remember this. I didn't know any of these people. You're a three-year-old kid. And I walked up to my mom and I pulled on her dress and I told her that I wanted to get on stage and sing happy birthday for grandpa. And I did. I got up in front of, I don't know, maybe there was 100 people there, and sang happy birthday to the audience.
You're like, I'm going to sing,
like,
and you're going to like it.
And I mean, when you're that young, you're not thinking about why you're doing it. It's just there. It's in there.
But it's amazing that you're still being able to keep that youthfulness that, you know, as kids, they let it all out. They don't have to think about what other people think about them or that other people may be analyzing them. So to be able to keep that childlike nature and then still let that talent grow along the way is that's pretty nice to have.
Thanks.
So you write most of the songs for Lindsay Lou and the Flat Bellies. And it seems that there aren't a lot of women, as you know, in comparison to men, that write their own songs. You're also on stage playing guitar and banjo. You're accompanying yourself. So the combination of writing most of the music for the band as well as being on stage, playing an instrument, accompanying yourself, I don't feel like there are as many women as men doing something like that. Why do you think that is?
I think that there are as many women as men doing it, but less women putting themselves out there to do it in the public eye. Almost always when I'm on the road and when I'm finding myself in musical situations, I look around and a lot of the times I'm the only woman there. It's not the case all the time, but there is a trend. I'm reading this book called The Confidence Code. And there are a lot of studies in there that struck me with information that it makes sense, but I would have never guessed these things.
Like what?
Like that if women are reminded of their gender before they take an exam about math and science, they perform less well. That's some deep stuff. That it's beyond spelling women with a Y. You know, it's so deeply ingrained in us and in our culture. A lot of times I'll be trying to play the guitar and I'll be thinking in my head about how it's not good enough and I shouldn't even do it because then I'm going to be a girl that's not as good. And, you know, you don't want you're pretty good for a girl. So then there's more pressure to perform well, to be the best. And there are also studies that say that women will apply for a promotion only when they think that they're 100% qualified, and men will when they think they're 60% qualified. And maybe this is just a language thing, that we're using different language to talk about the same thing, but it's happening. And I haven't seen a study, but it sure seems like there are less women leaders leading bands. There's definitely less women leaders in the world. But it's a matter of action, and I hope that any woman who's listening to this, who's sitting in their living room playing guitar just like I do, who has the inclination to play for people, I hope that you'll do it and find the joy and the love that you can get out of that.
I've been speaking with Lindsay Lou of Lindsay Lou and the Flat Bellies. Their latest album, Ionia, will be released on Valentine's Day. For more information and to purchase the album, you can visit their website at lindsayloumusic.com. Lindsay Lou, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.